We more or less finished off the first chelak of Aruch HaShlishis, which is Das Atzmenu. Al Yishur, in a very extensive and long survey, we'll call it, all the Fashid and the Kirchas that operate inside a person, the Kof, the Neshama, the Midas, the Dimyan, the Chira, the Gias, on top of the Gias, on top of the Gias, on top of the Gias. Very complicated. And because of that, says the Ali Shor, we're not able to get to Simcha and Avodas Hashem. The Ali Shor stole the fact at the beginning, all the way back in Elul when we started, that the goal is to get to Smach Bokhu Be'al Dosecha, to get to a dark of Simcha and Avodas Hashem. Simcha and Avodas Hashem means that a person is not being pulled in different directions, not being pulled in this meter, that meter, that Nigia, that Nigia, that Dimin. When a person is being pulled and torn apart, the person is not in a state of Simcha. And Rashi said in Shabbos Asama Gimel that in order to get to that state of Simcha, you have to go check what's going on in your heart. What's Tutzach? Why do you do what you do? Why do you say what you say? Why do you think what you think? Why do you decide what you decide if you make decisions B'chal, like we spoke about in Bechira? And we're very complicated, and I think we all understand that the Chelek of Das HaTzmenu that we spoke about till now is only a tip of the iceberg of the depth and the complexities of the things we do and the things we think and the amount of negias and cheshbonis that come in. Most of them are subconscious, some of them are conscious, obviously. We're going to start now Das HaTzmenu. Das HaTzmenu, Perek Rishon, Amud Kuf Samaches. Das HaTzmenu is a roadmap for tikkun. I mean, it doesn't mean that by the time we finish Das HaTzmenu, Das Ksois Rochov. Das Ksois Rochov means Das Ksois Rochov. Getting to attached, getting mechuber to Ktzeis Drachov, to episode of the Drachov of Rosh Bochum. That means, now that you know Das HaTzmenu, so start to get mechuber to Avodas Hashem. This chelik of Das Ktzeis Drachov is very, very, it's very deep, it's very complex. And obviously, it's just a roadmap, it's a sketch of Avodah, of a roadmap, what a person needs to work on his whole life. So we'll start with the first parak. What is the first step that a person wants to know? Okay, so we're finished with the Das HaTzmenu. We understand that we're not besimcha. We're fundamentally miserable, except for mood changes once in a while. Somebody makes a joke, somebody sings a song, you get a shot in the sugya, but we're not besimcha be'etzim as a state of balance, harmony. We're generally dysregulated. And now that we know why we are, so now we begin to examine what are the tools that we have in our toolbox to fix ourselves. It's very interesting. The first tool that the Ali Shor says is as follows. Kol Adam Chayav L'Das. Every person has to know Sheyesh Lo Chashivas, that he has importance. Lo Chashivas Medumha Shu Machshav Asmai V'Asmai Kefi Hasil Seshor Magos Agaiva. Not a fake Chashivas that you hold of yourself. Al Chashivas Baalas Mashmos Amukavat Mizazaz. But a chashivas that has much more meaning and even shocking. Every person has to say that Bishvili Nivra Oilam. Rashi Kalaymar, Choshev Aniko Oilam Oleh. I'm a whole world. What's enough to mean of me being a whole world? Layatorid Es Atzvi Min Oilam Bavera Achas. Shocking Rashi. Rashi says that a person is Chayiv, Losh Anu Chazal. It's Mishnah, by the way. It's a Mishnah Sanhedrin of Hamazayim. Chayiv Odom Loimar Bishvili Nivro Elam. Person's chayiv to say the world was created for me. How do we know that the world was created for you? How do you know? What does it mean? It means the Ebishta would have created the entire Bria just for you. Now, nobody in this room believes that. You believe that Elam created the Ebishta, created the Elam for the Hefer, for the Elam, for the Yeshiva. For you alone? Yeah, you alone. Imagine, you would be alone. Alone. How to imagine such a thing, by the way. We're so mechuber to the tzibur, we have such a weak sense of zich, that it's hard to imagine. Chayiv Adam Leimar, Chazal said, Chayiv Adam Leimar Bishvili Nivro Elam. If there'll be nobody left, okay? There'll be nobody left around, just you. Would the Eibishter be mechadish betuvah b'chol yom tov? Would the Eibishter recreate the Bria tomorrow morning? Very interesting question. Chayiv Adam Leimar, yeah, Bishvili Nivro Elam. Vaistois, since it's a chiyuv, vaistois is not so posh to everybody. Otherwise, why does Allah say Chayav Adam Loimar? Sachadav Poshet. Of course, the world was created to me. So it's very interesting. Some of you are wondering why it's a chiyuv. You know, plenty of guys who say that the world was created for me. Right? Like, what's that chiyuv? If you're not in a mission in Sanhedrin, every Barbi Rav Tachajema says, Aniv Afsioi, that's not what he means. That's not what it means. What it means is that the entire Bria was created for you. It means if you'd be the only one in the Bria, Yechidi, okay, every person would create the world just for you. What's an Afkamina of that? So some people say, Afkamina is what it is, not Magan Sados. Rashi says a very interesting Afkamina. Why would Chazal Mechayev you to say that? I'm not going to lose the world with, I'm not going to lose my Olam Haba, I'm not going to lose my Olam with one Avera. Very interesting Zach. One Avera? Why is that the Nafka Mina Bishvili Nevo Olam? Is it Birat Romans like this? He explains, Ka'olam Molei, Zoy Chaviyas Chad Pamiyuso Shalom. Very hard Hebrew here. I'll explain. Chaveya means experience. Okay? Chad pami means one time thing, unique. Shalahoya oit kemoisa v'loyeh kemoisa asoif kol adoros. There never was anybody like you, and there never will be anybody like you asoif kol adoros. Ani, me, im mizuk hamiyuchu chokochoisai, me with my unusual blend of kochos, ben loisim avos, I came from a certain family, neither v'toch oisit kuv, I was born in a certain stage of history, who boys to see a certain environment. Avada avoida miyuchedus mutalas alai. Avada is a specific avoida ami. Chelik miyuchedi batoira. I have a special chelik in toira. Chol abriya mechakali sheatakin es hamutal alai. Kes avodosi leuchal lahachlev mishum odom acher boilam. Zohi chashivas, that's called you're important. Belit tedo chashivas, if you don't have a sense of importance, ain avoida batoira, then there's no avoida, you can't do any avoida. For a very simple reason. Why should I bother? What's going to be anyway? It has no meaning. It means, it's very interesting, Al Yeshua, before he launches into a very, very deep and complex avodah, the tikkun of the midas, which is what the coming parakim are about, he first of all says, it has to be an engine for tikkun. Now, if you look at yourself as a clone of a cookie cutter of a million other people, so then why bother? What's the difference between my ma'aseh have no meaning? My tikkun, my averus have no meaning, my ma'aseh have no meaning, my tikkun has no meaning. We say this, so it's another guy who's a vain and nishuv elach. So if you don't get past this thing that you are unique and your avoida makes or breaks the bria, b'shvili nevo olam, you're a unique event that never happened before. We spoke about it earlier in the Zman. We quoted this Mishnah. The Mishnah says over there that every person is a unique event. Every person is different, every person looks different, every person has different fingerprints, different DNA. Every person is different. Why is that? Because everybody has a specific avoided to do that nobody else can do. But it's not just the din the chefs of the avoided, it's the din the gavra. There never was such a person, never will be. Bishuli nevoilim was enough kamina. Not even to do one avera, that's very extreme rashi, you have to do one avera. Why is that a reason not to do one avera? The answer is very simple. The answer is because you're miyuchid and you're unique, so that gives unique koichus to everything you do. You're a one-time thing. Imagine that there was one zebra left in the world. Face in the Bronx Zoo, there's a zebra, all the other zebras died. Or they were eaten up, or there were people shot them to use them for rugs in their dining room, or for fur coats. Akabana, there's no zebra, there's one zebra left. So the Elohim agrees that one zebra left, they wish to create a zebra, there's one zebra left, it's about to get extinct. So that's for sure that this zebra, Zolzang is Untunstark, yeah? They're going to watch him like a hawk, every move he makes, every diet he makes. The zebra's going to want to have cola. No cola for you, you're the last zebra. You become a diabetic, diet cola, also no good. Piece of cocoa the poor zebra wants, she goes, no, diabetic. Oh wait, this zebra, they're going to watch him. He makes right, he goes left, he goes right. The last zebra, Anisht, is gone. So that's the word of Avera Achas. Avera Achas means that if you understand that you're a unique event, so you understand the mashmoyus of your actions. So everything you do has mashmoyus. We find this by Yankov Avinu. I want to show you more of the Kazakh. I want to tell you something life-changing. It says by Yankov Avinu, by Vosa Yankov Levadai, right? And then he went on to the battle of the Sav Shal Esav, right? Vayovik Yishim Adal Ezra Shachar. What was the last thing he did? He went to get back to Pachmutan. He went Pachmutan. He went back to get Pachmutan. What's Pachmutan, by the way? Pachmutan is Pachmutan. It's an Irish guy. It's petty. It's Ketanim. Why did he get back? Because in the tzaddik's eyes, everything's a want. Everything has to be utilized. So he said to the tzaddik, see, you won't use it for Avodas Hashem. Let them recycle the Pachmutan. No. Why is that the last thing that he did right before he went to fight the Sasha Lesov? That's Vevosa Yaakov Levadoi. Levadoi means that I'm unique. I'm separate. There's nobody like me. Niskav Hashem Levadoi, Vevosa Levadoi. Vevosa Yaakov Levadoi means that Yankovino is unique. If he's unique, if he's Levadoi, so then the Pachim Tanim have meaning. Because there's nobody who can do with the Pachim Tanim other than Yaakovino. That means Eivishta gave you Pachim Tanim for a reason. You utilize him. The Pachim Tanim of Yankovino are the muscle for the Krechas that Eivishta gave. The Boshim gave us all types of Pachim Tanim. We have all types of Krechas. Pachim Tanim, by the way, happens to be an asset that the Eivishta gave him, the Seder. So why are you going back for it? How many of our own assets that we have, opportunities that we have, we throw away, we don't go back for? I go back for Pachim Tanim, okay. It could be in learning, it could be in chesed, it could be in davening. You could do it. Again, do it properly. Pachim Tanim as well. How many times do we leave it? Why? Because we don't give a chashivas. But it's not that we don't give a chashivas to the Pachim Tanim. We don't give a chashivas to ourselves. And we don't understand that our actions have meaning. The mail of the Pachim Tanim, it's not a din de chefs, it's a din de gavri. You have to be long. You have to learn up the story of Yaakov Avinu properly. What's the story? The story's about the Pachim Tanim? No, it's the story about Yaakov Avinu. It's not about the Pachim Tanim. It's the godless of Yaakov Avinu that injects meaning even to the petty actions, even to the small actions, even to the Pachim Tanim. Why? Because I'm Levadoi. Because I'm this unique event that never will be, never happens to be. Never will be, never was, never will be again. So all the actions and mashavas that I do have meaning. With that koyches, he went to battle the Yetzirah. That was the hachana for the battle. The Yetzirah, by the way, most of the time what the Yetzirah says is, that's all he says, by the way. You ever hear the Yetzirah say that? He didn't say anything, but he says, Everything's not, everything's not Irishkeit by him. Melech Evyon, he runs on poverty. Everything's nothing. That guy, he went. Going here. End of Seder. Anyway, it's over. So was it half an hour? Half an hour is Pachim Tanim, right? Seder ends at 7:30 or 7, and you leave at 1:15. This is Pachim Tanim. So Yevusha gave you Krechus to do. Yevusha gave you Krechus to get up at a certain time and learn. Yevusha gave you Krechus to learn on Shabbos. It's Pachim Tanim, right? It's nothing major, right? It's only Friday Shabbos, not the Shabbos. Multiplied by a whole lifetime. Yeah? Sleep like an hour. It's Pachim Tanim. So the word is, if you're not Levadoi, if you don't look at yourself as a unique event, so nothing's talking important. Somebody else picked up the Pachim Tanim, it's okay. The problem is that it's your Pachim Tanim. It's your Pachim Tanim. Nobody else is going to pick it up. Nobody else is going to pick it up. So Yevusha gives you Krechus. Some of them are mega Krechus. Not everyone has mega Krechus. Most people have small Krechus, they have Pachim Tanim. But that's what you were given for Avodas Hashem. See, if you look at yourself as a unique event, as a Levadoi, for Yevusha Yankov Levadoi, as long as Chazal, that's connected to Abish, though, Nizgav Hashem Levadoi, so then you have an appreciation for everything you do. That's what Rashi means over here in Sanhedrin. Lo Yitur Yisat Min Oilem Aveir Achas. Aveir Achas is Pachim Tanim, by the way. What's Aveir Achas? What? How do we look at Aveir Achas, by the way? Pachim Tanim. Shtiot. Not okay. Yeah, no, maybe. So I told you what I made. It's a famous. It's a famous quote from Chaim Shulevitz. I don't think it's printed in this forum. The famous quote, Chaim Shulevitz said that there's a Chazal. The Chazal said that the dogs of Rome were very smart. Why were they smart? Chazal say that in Rome they had bakeries. They made bread. They do a good job on the bread. Kiyudua. They have Italian bakeries. So they make baking there, and there's a dog sitting out. It's a Chazal Medrash. There's a dog sitting outside the Roman bake shop. And he was making believe that he was sleeping. He had his eyes closed. They had one eye open. And the Roman Italian shagids back then took a tray of fresh rolls and he put it on the he put it outside the shop. People should come by. Like in the home over here down the back. And the dog, as soon as the bobbles went in, the dog who was officially sleeping, he opened his eyes, right? And he tipped off of the tray. And he took one roll and ran off, machaniya, like they call it locally. bull pillar. No, the Italian Shagas comes out and says to Chazal, continuing the story of Chazal, that Chazal come out and he picks up the rolls from the dust of Rome. Exactly what they would do down the block here if they tipped over the scales. And he picks it up, dusts it off, puts it back, he puts it down nicely, like fine Italian bakeries. And he counts up and he says, there were 50 lachmaniot, and that was 49. So he says, Nishkevelos! It's all gone! That's what Chazal said, the story. So Chashul Levitz said, he said, I'll tell you what Chazal said, I was talking about dogs at Rome with Italian bakeries, they turned over the Zachets. We have it down the block also, what does Chazal want? He said, Mori Gazach, he said, a bocher decided one night he's making a mishmar. He got up, makes a mishmar, he says up the whole night, he learns even part of the night, Taka. And he goes off a nashim middle, that's the meaning of Mokka, he learns all night, then you have to eat. And he gets up, he stayed up, got in shachas, was seeking with the Navi Dams. And he shoves himself the first Seder actually he gets by in a haze. Second Seder he's out, right, from end of first Seder till supper time gets up, not as. And he comes back, so night Seder, he makes a cheshbon on nefesh of what happened. He says to himself, I only missed one Seder. So Hashem said, is what he said. He said in Yiddish, I'll translate for you. He said, that's all the dog wanted. He only wanted one roll to begin with. And to get that one roll, he made a whole tumble. He said, that's what Chazal meant to say. Chazal meant to say is that Yitzhar only wanted one roll. He wanted one Seder. It's only one Seder, the Yitzhar says. That's all he wanted to begin with. He made a whole tumble. He made a mishmar the whole night. Then he went out to eat during the mishmar. And he came back, to the first Seder. That's all he wanted to begin with, the dog. The Keller, the Yitzhar. That's just a gavol to begin with. He made a whole tumble, the whole project. Tipping over scale, tipping over trays. Oh, but that's what he wanted to begin with. All he wanted was the roll. Chazal teaching us that don't be mezalzel in a Seder. Don't be mezalzel in half an hour of a Seder. So the conversation we're having today is not about a smother. It's about who are you? Do your actions have value? If you're not ve'yivosi yank of levadu, then you're pachm paro no value. What's the difference? It's like, but by us, the speed with which we give up Sdorim or a half a Seder is mafal al rayans, faster than the speed of light. We don't even have the chira on it, because it's pachm karam. We only go for the big plays, and the Yeskibor Yari goes, man, yeah, he comes to Seder most of the time. He learns Chazir, you learn, you Harvard, Friday, Shabbos. I'm not talking about intense, crazy Meshuggah. What used to be normal. Normal. But you also have to attach a chashivas to what you do, so what are you wasting time for? And that was the dhamma to the battle with the Yetzirah. The battle of the Yetzirah is, well, what is the battle of the Yetzirah? The battle of the Yetzirah is, the Yetzirah says, you're nobody, you're nothing. That's the biggest Yetzirah that appears in a person. The Yetzirah says, who are you? You don't have any Messias to you. That's what the Alashur says. Back double Mount Teru Nehemiah. What was the Hakdama of Mount Teru? Ba'atem tiyuli mamleches koyhanim v'goy kodesh. Zagrashi koyhanim sorim, your princes. Kolech of Yisrael sar. Balmaila, Balachrayas, Kumi Sabra Medina. That's a good commentary. Aniva Afsioi, but not the Aniva Afsioi de Balgaiva. The Aniva Afsioi, the real Aniva Afsioi. That's Chashivas, that's cool importance. If you don't have this, then A, on a very low level, you're going to be mezalzel in all the pachim tanim of your life. But more than that, if I don't have a emes of Chashivas for who I am, so why bother? Why should I bother? Why what you're right? By the way, this is true with Shabbat. I say it's true with Kumbase. Why should I bother doing this? Why should I bother boundary myself or limiting myself? This is the Alpha Bez of Vedas Hashem. The Alpha Bez of Vedas Hashem is called Echot Ve'echot Chayiv Lemer Vishvili Nivra Oilom. Thank God, by the way. It's Yiddish, right? That's the Alpha Bez of who we are. If you don't have this down pat, there's nothing to talk about. You can't do any avodah afterwards. You can't do any tikkun afterwards. You can't do any growth afterwards. You can't do any avodah zavidas afterwards.